Today I want to talk about the Waco show, just because why not, right?
And the actual incident itself that happened, too. You know?
So this is just for you guys, and we're going to call it the Toasty Podcast.
Toasty Podcast.
My name's Sky.
And I'm Maddie B.
So let's get toasty.
Let's do it.
Toasty.
By the way, spoilers, we're talking about the whole series.
Yeah, so what even happened there? It was, what, 93?
Yeah.
I was born in 94, so I'm glad I missed that one, huh?
Yeah. The ATF was just given a whole bunch of money, and then...
Okay. What I need to know is, what is the ATF?
Alcohol.
WTF ATF,
huh? It is, so, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. That's what they're in charge of.
Oh, ATF. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And now it's ATF and E. Explosives.
So what the heck were they doing meddling, you know, if it weren't for these meddling kids?
Yeah.
What were they doing, you know?
So let me give you the Scooby-Doo rundown. So basically what happened was David Koresh, he's basically just a cult leader, very personable guy, like everybody wants to follow him, really cool guy, singing a rock and roll group, you know.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah, well that's, well, it was on the show, I know, I didn't know he was actually like...
Show's really accurate.
Part of a band. It is?
Yeah. Show's super accurate.
I thought there was... So there's definitely some facts that aren't there, right? Like some of the things aren't facts, is what I'm trying to say. Right?
Like what?
Well, we don't know for a fact...
It's probably been dramatized.
Right. So we don't know for a fact who shot first still, because maybe someone covered it up, right?
We don't know for a fact, but in all likelihood, it was the ATF.
I mean, okay.
Killing the dogs.
Yeah. Whoa. Killing the dogs.
Mm-hmm. They went to the kennel first. It was part of their plan.
I didn't even know there was a kennel on the show. Did I miss that?
Mm-hmm. It's only in like it's very brief scenes.
Oh, okay.
Very,
I got
like,
you, yeah.
There's maybe 30 seconds of dogs in the whole series.
Right, in two different episodes.
Right. So.
Right.
But anyway, so ATF shot first, and then it was just a showdown. Just a commune with a whole bunch of guns and a whole bunch of...
That's insane, dude.
Civil liberties. That they took very seriously.
There's only room for one of us in this town.
Yeah. I mean, Waco's big enough for both.
And it's not the Branch Davidians. Apparently.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude. But what's crazy, you know what I loved about that show? Like, seriously, the show was great. Obviously, the whole show was awesome to me.
Very well made.
If you were not anti-establishment, I feel like you would be by the end of that show.
It's a super libertarian show.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix
basically,
really...
Like, the federal government screwed up everything
right.
every step
oh,
of
dude,
the way.
Yeah, and you can tell who made the show. You're like, wow, you guys really don't like the FBI, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of it, that radio show host, right? He's like, and this is KSKW or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just want to talk about or speak about the tear gas. And then he literally started listening up. He's
that
like, 82, this, 84, this, 87, this. And I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, it was like,
yeah.
Dude, that was so good, though. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Man. It just pumps you up, you know?
Yeah.
Because for a second there, I kind of fell in love with David Koresh.
Making you realize, wow, these people aren't idiots. They're not just, like, foolish
people.
No,
they're not. And maybe they believed some weird stuff. Maybe they didn't.
I don't know the whole truth.
I'm not going to get super religious out here on this show. But the thing is that, you know, we have this, what you call freedom of religion. And I guess maybe they were a cult.
Yeah, for sure.
For all like,
and the reason,
and
so
purposes,
that gets
yeah,
back to the
but,
whole reason the ATF went in the first place is because he was married to a 14-year-old. Which in Texas was
oh,
parental
right.
consent.
But actually, that was fine with parental consent. Yeah, exactly.
And,
but was
so
it
so
parental
they,
consent, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
and that's,
whatever.
I mean, that's, I don't condone that. But
never
still,
know.
Even with parental consent, that's kind of weird. So.
Hmm.
But
yeah,
and
yeah,
they
sure
go in. They but the, no, they, so they have that handgun, right? And John Leguizamo's character is like filing off the serial number, right?
Oh,
or
shoot.
His character has to go in with it.
I missed a lot of details.
The details are really, that's where they get you. It's like, wow, it's entrapment in so many ways. What they were trying to do.
Okay.
They took a gun, made it illegal themselves.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
It doesn't. You're not above the law. You know what I mean.
No,
you can't
I
just do that shit.
Yeah, I. All that to say, they did something wrong. Let me get these wires straight. This is OCD central out here. Everything they stand for just wasn't there, and they were trying to pin
like
something
cigarettes.
On them, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to pin. It was like, oh, we need something to blame them for.
They really just wanted to be on the front page when they headlines. It turns out, Earl. He was Bill Clinton, fresh in office.
So he's trying to like make a name out here, or ATF is trying to make a name for him because they're going to get like totally demolished if they don't do something right.
And Janet Reno is the Attorney General.
How many freaking secret agencies do we even have?
There are 16 intelligence agencies.
Like currently?
Yeah.
Today?
16. 16.
Everyone thought it was just the CIA.
Everyone thought it was like, like maybe three, like FBI, CIA, and NSA. No, there's 16.
Yeah, it's like all these small departments. What are they even doing?
There's like five in the military alone.
I guess they pin stuff on cults and blow them up.
Yeah, or blame incoming administrations. That's a whole other topic.
Tear gas is not the answer.
The Michael Flynn investigation? Have you heard anything about... what's going on?
No, I haven't. Michael who?
Michael Flynn. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Man, so this is a long story. So back in 20...
Strap on your boots.
All right. Get them all, ladies and gentlemen. So 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking August of 2016, before Trump is elected president.
Okay.
They are, by they I mean people in the Obama administration, are spying on... the Trump campaign at the time, Carter Page, who was an advisor, as well as a few other people, Paul Manafort at the time, which he was doing illegal stuff. He and obviously he went to jail stuff he did prior to him being on the campaign, but which was bad vetting on the campaign's part when you think about it. Anyway, long story short, Michael Flynn was the incoming national security advisor, and this guy is super anti- quote-unquote deep state. You know what I mean? Like, people being in federal government 30, 40 years.
Oh, he thinks they need to have, like, a freaking... life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, and he's very anti-deep state.
Yeah.
And he's about to uproot a lot of people that have been there for a long time and are very, love the centralized power of the federal government.
Right,
And there's a lot of details here that I'm just going to gloss over because this is 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
But so they arrest him for lying to the FBI. The FBI goes over to Michael Flynn and says, hey, you had this phone call with a Russian ambassador, incoming national security advisor, is totally allowed to do that. This was after Trump was elected. And they get him he pleads guilty to lying to the FBI because the FBI essentially entraps him and then says, if you don't plead guilty, we're going to go after your family. Michael Flynn loses his house. It cost him $4 million in legal fees.
What?
Yeah. He's been going through this trial since then, and he just got... The case just got dropped. Since 2016.
The case is dropped.
Just got dropped because it just came out that the FBI was literally trying to entrap him. There were handwritten notes.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's insane. $4 million? What are you doing? We're going to pay that back? Is that more printed
now,
money?
He can sue... the federal government. He could probably sue the FBI for this. In a civil
case.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I can do math. Nice. Yeah, I think they have done this before, and obviously it's not even that much of a tangent, because you see Waco, and you see them literally trying to entrap this cult, right? Basically, let's pin something on them and get them out of here. Why, though? What's the point? They're American citizens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's interesting to me. Did they really not like Michael Flynn that much?
They needed the big bust. Huh? They didn't like Michael Flynn that much.
I mean, I don't understand
Peter Strzok is really the guy. I think Peter Strzok is really the brains behind it. And he kind of screwed over his boss, James Comey. James Comey was implicit. He knew what was going on. He was the director of the FBI. You know what's going on when you reopen a case that's not formally closed.
Right.
And there are texts that show that Peter Strzok, who was a deputy director of the FBI... said that he was serendipitously happy that the case was not shut formally because of incompetence. They meant to close the case on Michael Flynn, the investigation. They were like, well, we need to look at this phone call. They looked into it. Nothing improper happened. Case closed. FBI didn't even interview him at the time. These are normal FBI agents, mid-level FBI agents. It gets to Peter Strzok, and he's like, this case is still open? Heck yes, we're going to go send two guys over. And Jim Comey had said this in an open interview.
So some people liked it. Some people liked it, apparently. Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean?
They liked the case. They liked that the case was still open.
Yeah, yeah. Peter Strzok, deputy director of the FBI, who wanted Hillary to win over Trump. There's a whole other thing.
unbiased.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So he's super biased, and he's in charge of this investigation, and he was also in charge of the Hillary Clinton investigation regarding her emails and her remote server that she had at her house full of classified information, which is a felony. Like, David Petraeus went to prison for that, and he's a general that served as, I think he was even CENTCOM commander, which is the basically allied commander of the Middle East. Like, you control all of the U.S. forces in the region.
Holy crap, dude.
It's a huge deal. General Mattis was CENTCOM commander at one point. Secretary of Defense later.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he went to prison. He went to jail. He lost his rank. He went to jail for like a year. Because he took one file home, and I think his girlfriend saw it or something like that. Damn. I don't know the details, but...
Why the heck?
And Hillary just...
What a crappy girlfriend. Did she just tell everybody?
I don't know. I don't know exactly the details.
What do you think she's going to get out of that?
But they basically did the same thing.
Get some money. Hillary probably paid her.
I don't know.
Anyway, sorry. That's crazy. But I'm a conspiracy theorist! So this coronavirus, huh? What about that?
Yeah.
So are we finally back?
More federal overreach.
Are people finally... Yeah, right. I actually know a girl that wrote an article on that whole thing. Pretty good, pretty decent. I didn't read the whole thing, but it is extremely biased and opinionated, so you can read it if you'd like. That's fine. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that is an opinion article. Yeah, I hope we're finally done. Can we get freaking done with this?
Yeah, no. Like, no. LA is locked down for another 3 months.
Are you serious?
That's what,
like, I don't understand.
That's what Garcetti said, the mayor of Los Angeles. The more liberal places are, the longer they want to stay shut down.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think hopefully,
to them,
people will realize, and they are realizing now. I know it already. I can see more customers in the door right now.
Oh, yeah.
They will realize that it's, oh my gosh, we just need to, you know, be distance a little bit, and, you know, maybe
just be a little
have
cautious.
Better personal hygiene. Dang, America. Like, there are some people out there that don't even wash their freaking hands when they go to the bathroom. That exists.
What's wrong with you, America?
That exists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
and I'm
I
not
going to
say it's a lot of
people.
Maybe it's not a lot of people.
I
maybe it's not.
I that the other day in the shop. I was like,
gosh. Well, don't say that.
Just
kidding.
We were gloves. But I was like, dude...
Oh, man.
You sick man.
Yeah. Don't look up our jobs. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, that's all we need to do. You know?
Yeah, it was just simple steps. And I've heard that lockdowns help, but only in the beginning stages.
For sure, yeah.
And then once you flatten that initial curve, it's going to stay relatively flat. There's not really going to be a huge all of a sudden spike.
Right.
And then on Joe Rogan, I was listening to Joe Rogan today, and he said that there's a prison population that where 98% of the population in prison that had COVID were asymptomatic. 98%.
Imagine that, right? So,
well, that's and somebody was saying it's because their immune system is so good.
I don't know, man. So. That is near here nor there, I think. But the thing is a lot of people are realizing that they had it anyway. They didn't even realize it. That's happening. Like Abilene, Texas, right? Abilene? I hope I'm speaking right here. They decided, oh, you know what? Let's test everybody, because it turns out I had it. I didn't even know it. The mayor or someone close to the mayor. Like serious, like actual high level city, whatever government. They tested all the city personnel. So that included the fire department. So I know a guy that knows some guys. And yeah, basically the whole fire department. Right. So it was like out of 70 people, it was like 40 something had it, and it was, they didn't even know it. And they had it already, and they had antibodies. It's crazy. You know, I still want to say, like, oh, I totally had it in February. And I feel like there's a lot of people that do that right now. Maybe I did. I'm not really worried about it. But the point is, I had something crazy. It was a pretty bad sickness. And ever since then, I'm in front of customers every single freaking day. And I haven't felt a sliver of bad.
You did have some weird... Because you were like, I never get sick, and it feels like the flu.
Yeah, well, and exactly. And I was in bed. Like, I don't stay in bed for the flu. And that might be America's problem. I might be America's problem. If I have the flu, normally it's like, oh, one day, and then I'm out. I'm good. I'm going back to work. I'm still coughing. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not good. It's not good. I'm being honest, though. That's literally how it goes. And like,
yeah, most Americans
maybe it's
like
just
that,
because though. Most Americans have gotten used to the fact that we have a freaking flu season for no reason. What are we going to have now? COVID 2020? COVID 2021?
Yeah.
COVid season? You know?
COVID season.
It's you know what I'm saying? And the other thing is, the other thing I'm interested in, so I want to talk about coronavirus, not now. I want to talk about it later, too. We were going to get someone on. And
so you can talk about, actually, this person who I've been texting on and off. We'll stay anonymous, and they're talking to me. So, so this person, I can't say who they, I can't.
What the heck? It just got serious. There's 17 yes. secret agencies now. We're one of them. It's called Toasty Podcast. All right.
The 17th branch of secret agents.
Go ahead.
So, this person, who shall remain anonymous, is actually a super high up, not a CEO. I can't say their position. Okay. I can't say okay. who they work for.
Okay, okay, okay.
But it's a, I'll just say it's a large hospital chain in Texas.
News to me.
Very large hospital chain in Texas. And he or she is very, very high up. Probably a top dozen in the company.
Okay. How many hospitals? Can you say that?
20, high 20s.
High 20s hospitals? Okay, yes. So basically what we're saying is it's, at this point it's almost like a corporation type company, right? So, go ahead.
Yeah, big company.
Yeah.
Oof. In a big state. And this person was basically
big
state.
State. Lots and lots of room. All right, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the song that I was thinking.
So, yeah, this person was basically saying that the medical, they don't listen to the national experts anymore. Not even a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not because they're spouting BS. It's because they don't know anything more than they know. You know what I mean?
Oh, so we've gotten to the point where the playing ground is pretty much equal.
It's equal.
It's just like, okay.
The
so CDC is just kind
of
like there.
There's nothing new coming out of it.
Right. They're just like, oh,
most
well,
hospital
we don't have
administrators
anything.
Don't already know.
You know what I feel like happens?
Which is good because that means everybody's catching up. There's
we're
no
all
lack
caught
of information.
Up, man. We're caught up to speed, man. Just let it happen, man. We made it to the moon first. You know what I'm saying?
They're not overrun or anything. They're starting to pick up elective surgeries and
well,
stuff
they're
like that.
Okay, so my thing is, according to the old Musk, you know, Elon Musk, he was like,
Musk.
You know,
which
there's people being furloughed.
Welcome to Texas, by the way. We would love if Elon moved over
oh,
here.
Oh, dude, totally. Come
up a
over,
factory.
Brother. Come over, brother. Yeah, come on down, son. Anyway, so, yes, he was saying people were furloughed in hospitals.
Yeah.
And I think that's insanity. We were saying, oh, man, we're going to be, you know, so busy and slammed because of this, and maybe we could have been at first, but and I'm not going to tell you the shutdown's not necessary because maybe it was, but I don't think we've been in the situation where we need to ease off, you know. So I don't think we've been in a situation where we've even done this to begin with. We haven't. This is like a first, right?
Yeah, this is definitely
a government shutdown or whatever. And so I'm not sure if we know when to ease off, and that's a problem.
Ease off the shutdown?
Ease off the shutdown, yeah.
Oh, I think we should ease off rapidly.
Well,
I mean,
okay, I agree, but I don't know. What I'm saying is I think they just don't know because they haven't done
yeah,
it before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
look
man,
at, well, look
you,
at the
you
states
know?
That have already opened. Like
oh, yeah.
Ohio
Georgia,
and
right?
Georgia,
well,
yeah.
Dude, I mean, and the thing is hospitals, right? I'm mainly basing it off hospitals. We had a podcast on Unpopular Opinion, which what it takes for hospitals to stay afloat with supplies. And it was a lot of supplies.
Right.
It was a lot. Like with SARS in Canada, with HIV, all that
they
stuff.
Use, everything they use is disposable when
oh, yeah.
you think about
and
it.
It was thousands of things. It was thousands of products, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about plastic waste. Screw your silicone straws and your freaking metal straw. That does
yeah.
not help.
Just
anyway.
Ban hospitals.
That's the answer.
Biodegradable gloves, you in surgery, and they just fall apart inside the body. You're like,
ooh. Oh, man.
That's not sterile yeah. anymore.
Ship it. Okay, anyway, so anyway, I think the point wasn't even that. The point is that they use a lot of stuff. And I was like, that's what's going to cause us to, like, not be able to catch up, right? And here we are out here freaking setting up disposable, quote-unquote, like, buildable little hospitals, right?
Yeah,
by the army or whatever.
Yeah.
And we didn't even need them. And they ended up tearing them down anyway.
The hospital ship was just like almost empty on both
right.
coasts.
And then Elon's like, out here saying, I was there, ICU beds are almost half empty, like we don't really have this need, what the heck's going on?
We're
doctors
giving
are
ventilators away to other countries at this point.
Right. And
we
I'm
shut
not
down
saying...
GM and Ford to make ventilators. The federal government freaking forced GM to shut down to make ventilators, and they didn't even freaking need them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But it's better safe than sorry, right?
But you know what the government said? Watch this. You ready?
Of course, of course.
It's called blackmail. They said, Jim, remember that time that we bailed you out? Yeah, it comes
remember
back around.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that favor? It's me, Ricky, your uncle. I deserve a favor. Right? So it's like, boom, done.
It's like
oh,
it's like
shit.
Asking a favor of the mafia guy.
Yeah, exactly
on his,
my
Don
point.
On
you
his,
got
on his
mafia.
Daughter's wedding, you know?
Yeah, dude.
It's like, you got
and if you do this,
mafia,
well...
That, you know?
And they're like, oh, here it is. Here's the freaking shotgun. I don't know if that's the case.
No, it is. Vince Grill likes to say, everything the federal government does, they do at gunpoint. Think about it.
God.
It's true, though. It's totally true.
Yeah, yeah,
you get thrown
on
in jail.
On both accounts,
you
by
get,
the way.
You get thrown in jail, handcuffed for tax evasion.
Right.
They collect your money at gunpoint.
Shoot, man. When did they even do that, though? You know, like, I don't know. What does it take?
Woodrow Wilson.
3 years? 4 years?
19... Oh, man, I should know this. Income tax. Was it the 16th Amendment?
Okay. Okay.
That legalized the...
Oh, right. It was supposed to be illegal, right?
It's unconstitutional. It was ruled unconstitutional previously. And then they were like, we need a constitutional amendment to tax your income. And people were okay with that for some reason. I don't understand, but...
What?
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson helped ruin this country for sure.
Oh, wow. Big part, huh? Integral role in ruining America.
Absolutely.
Woodrow Wilson.
Was the beginning of the end, in my opinion.
We need guests. We need people to come up on here and be like, hey, this is how it is, yo. And I'll be like, hey, you're right. I agree. Because you know what? When it all comes down to it, we're all talk. We are literally commentary.
Yeah,
He might have a... A poci, is that what you call it? Poci degree? Poli sci?
Yeah, poli sci.
What's it called?
Political science.
Okay, all right, well, whatever.
From the George H.W. Bush School of Public Policy.
Oof. Anyway, poli sci. And I'm over here to, like, not really much. I can work on cars. Hooray.
You can sell stuff.
I can sell stuff. But anyway, whatever.
You have an expert opinion. Even if it's just, like, shooting us a comment. You know, we'll put it
doesn't in matter. Shoot us a comment. Do something, man.
Yeah.
I need interaction. I'm lonely. Well, cool. Yeah, so that's about it. This has been good. This has been fun.
Been real.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's a Toasty Podcast.
We'll have to do it again next week.
I don't know about next week. We might do every other week.
Every other week?
I just need time because I need guests. I need to get people to come up on and like be a part of it. You know?
Talking to you, Elon Musk.
I want to be Elon Musk. Wow. What if, you know?
He'd probably do it.
I flew all the way to DFW for this rando podcast. You know?
In this guy's bedroom.
Well, right now, yeah. No, this is a studio. Don't say that. Ugh.
Well, you sleep in the studio. How about that?
I'm always grinding, dude. I'm always on the grind. That's why. I think that's a wrap, so...